here is Mr. Mark Chura of Rehoboth Beach, and this will be located in the town of Dagsboro on Main Street. It will connect to the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District to support 10 townhomes. The service connection charges will total $112,700. We already have approvals from our engineering department and from DENREC, and we're expecting 30 days of construction with a total construction and administration and construction inspection cost of $7,725.75, with a proposed construction cost of $51,505. Supporting motion is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon a recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 666, that the Sussex County Council execute construction administration and construction inspection agreement between the Sussex County Council and HKS LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed at the woodlands of Peppers Creek, located in the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District.
Need a motion?
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Cole, to approve Project 8104 Agreement 666. What a great number.
Yeah.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
It's not a day of luck.
Gentlemen, we also have for your consideration this morning seven disbursements from your annual municipal police grant program. And those grants, those disbursements will be going to, if you approve, Milford for $2,496 for a Honda generator for their crime van. To Seaford, we'll be sending $21,940 for a new vehicle. Ocean View requests $7,490 for police fitness center equipment. Ellendale is requesting a draw of $12,500 for salaries. Lewis would like $4,290.21 for Motorola radio and gun cases. South Bethany is requesting the full $25,000 draw for a four-wheel drive vehicle. And Laurel is requesting also the full draw of $25,000 for a new vehicle.
Does salaries qualify for this?
It does with this current year's budget. We allow them to take as much as half of their endowment, of their grant,
right,
for purposes that are not equipment.
You got a motion?
Well, no, I would recite one in a second, but one thought I thought you should have is that I thought Allendale liquidated their police department.
Well, they're trying to get back part-time. They have no money at all.
The request here said it's for a part-time officer.
Yeah, we didn't.
Remember, we've not allowed Hemlock and Acres to participate in this program. Remember that for next year when we try to get, because they have some costs too, like every other town.
They choose to do that.
Well, how can they justify this?
They're not investing by you. Come get a cop.
All right, but they don't have any cops in Ellendale, so how can they arrest anybody?
We do have part-time police. They don't have any way to pay them because their fines are down.
Good question.
But just hire someone part time is my understanding.
Same guys worked there before, just part time. Mm-hmm.
Do it how?
You just give them the car.
Okay, so
motion.
They do have a police. They do have a police force, and they're
inactive.
And
inactive.
They do have the police enforcement powers.
They're certified.
Okay. A little different. I first agree with you, Mr. Cole, but that's a little different.
I figured it, but I'm
English.
Doesn't surprise me.
No, I first thought you were right for a change.
Yeah. No, that's all right. That's
all right. Exactly. You
okay.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approve the aforementioned disbursements from the annual municipal police grant fund.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Jones, to approve the seven requests from the
it's a stretch.
Law enforcement grant requests that just discussed with Mr. Godwin. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Lucky?
Good morning. What I have today is a renewal of the lease agreement between Sussex County and Mid-Sussex Rescue Squad. Our station 106 is located there, has been for several years.
Has price gone up?
I'm sorry?
Price gone up?
Yes, sir. Price has gone up $30 a month, 3%.
Okay.
$30 a month or $360 a year.
Do you have motion?
Which includes utilities, yes, sir. I'm going as fast as I can. We have moved that the Sussex County Council approved renewal of the lease agreement between Mid-Sussex Rescue Squad Incorporated and Sussex County, Delaware for the use of a portion of their building as described therein by Sussex County EMS as paramedic station 106.
Very good job, Mr. Luck. I need someone to make that motion.
Thank you.
I have a motion from Mr. Phillips, second from Mr. Jones to approve the motion. We have a Mr. Ludke. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you,
sir.
Have a good day. Mr. Shade?
I've got four engineering bids at Rolton. Unfortunately, for this process, there was only one bid submitted on most of them. First one's for a three-quarter-ton pickup truck engineering needs for the maintenance facilities. We received two bids. This one, if you notice, IG Burton had a bid of $30,597, while Sansone Motor had a lower bid. Unfortunately, Sansone did not meet the bid specs. They had left out a couple items in there. That's why we recommend that the IG Burton bid be accepted.
Yes, motion.
Motion, Sussex County Council accept the bid of IG Burton Chevrolet in the amount of $30,597 for one 4x4 pickup truck.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Jones to approve the motion with Mr. Shade purchasing a 4x4 pickup truck from IG Burton.
Yes.
$1,597. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
The second one's for 3500 HD extended cab one-ton truck. We only received one bid. We did receive one no-bid reply. It was from IG Burton in the amount of $50,993, and we would like to recommend that truck be purchased.
Can we just do one for all of them because it's all one of them? But they're different vendors.
All three of the same vendor.
Same guy got them all.
If you make the motion include all of them, you could.
I'd like to make a motion.
You have to run through. Did you introduce all of them?
The third one is for a one-ton crew cab pickup. IG Burton again was lower. It was open according to policy. $37,769 per unit. And the fourth one is for a one-ton cargo van. Again, the same procedures followed. IG bid $29,086 for that. Engineering has money in their budget and they agree that these will best meet their needs. Motion that Sussex County Council accept the bid of IG Burton for the one-ton cargo van, $29,086, the one-ton crew cab at $37,769, and the 3500 HD at $50,993 submitted by IG Burton.
Motion, Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Cole to approve the three contracts. Just covered with Mr. Shade. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Scott.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
An appeal now.
Public hearing, 10:30. I'm only hour and a half late. Mr. Griffin, I think I will probably recuse myself on this one. I have no affiliation with the Cross Homes, but the seller of the property is a relative of mine, so to abstain from any appearance of conflict, I will not participate.
This is the time and place for this public hearing on the appeal of Cross Homes of Delaware, Inc., subdivision 2006-10. Mr. Abbott, would you like to come forward and give us the introduction?
Both of these appeal hearings, the process, both applications were filed before the council adopted a new procedure. The first one was subdivision 2006-10, an application of the Cross Homes of Delaware Inc. to consider the subdivision of land in the AR1 Agricultural Residential District in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, by dividing 213.64 acres into 320 lots. This is a cluster development. It's located north of Road 70, 1,500 feet west of Road 72, and on both sides of Road 462. The commission held a public hearing on May 24th. Each of you has been provided copies of the minutes from that hearing. This application, there was a motion made and second that it be denied, and the commission reference about 13 or 14 conditions, and each of you has been provided a copy of those. And I'm not sure if anyone's here on behalf of the applicant or not, Mr. Griffin.
Is there anyone here on behalf of the applicant, La Crosse Homes of Delaware, Inc., on this particular subdivision appeal?
Jeff Fastner.
I think we had a letter from an attorney, John Pardee, had written, and he had requested the appeal. If no one's here, then I suppose we...
Pretty simple, isn't it?
Really, we have to consider denying it for lack of a record.
And they were properly notified?
I'm not a good man.
Mr. Abbott addressed the notice.
The ad was...
The agenda.
It was advertised. I don't think our office notified the property owners within 200 feet or the applicants.
No. We're not required to on this, on an appeal, on a rezoning you do.
What do you normally do on subdivision appeals?
I think everybody's been notified in the past.
Okay, because there were people protesting this.
This application, there was opposition, and what you said, Mr. Pardee, the attorney wrote a letter requesting it. And usually, by our property list, once it's advertised, there's a little check mark beside it. And then in this case, with it being an appeal hearing, there should be a second check mark. And I don't think anybody got notice of the appeal hearing.
In that event, I recommend that we not deny the appeal and reschedule it, because I did send Mr. Pardee a letter August 9th, said prior to the matter being placed on council agenda, be advertised as an appeal hearing, and notice will be sent to all parties who appeared either in support or opposition at the PNC hearing.
Very simple.
I recommend we just pass this and re-advertise it.
Okay. Take a motion, gentlemen.
Make that motion, Mr. Griffin, please.
Who's one of the...
Can you articulate the motion, Mr. Griffin?
Who are La Crosse Homes?
They are...
Some of the people that are involved, they have an office in Milford, and that's where their operations are in this county.
It's not Fred Dyer La Crosse Homes?
No. It's a larger company.
National.
Would you like to read the motion, Mr. Griffin?
The motion was that this matter not be acted on today, and that it be re-advertised, and that the applicant and persons within 200 feet be properly notified.
So moved.
Second.
We move to second that we re-advertise the public hearing, subdivision 2206-10. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Griffin. I'm speaking, Mr. Phillips.
I vote.
Yeah, you can. I was going to ask you. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Roger?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. You got it, Mr. Deeks.
The next appeal hearing is in subdivision 2006-11, Rajan Cajun Homes, LLC. Is there someone here today from that organization?
It was advertised, but notice is more.
Who dropped the ball on this one? Who was supposed to have done that?
Well, you made the motion, Mr. Griffin, that we defer on this one.
I didn't give her the notice. No. I thought maybe Robin had did, but I don't
know. Don't make it on Robin, Jenny.
Good luck, I take a fall.
I'll take it.
I recommend that you not act on this and let it be re-advertised and the proper notice be given to the applicant and the adjoining owners.
It's not required by ordinance to be notified.
I need a motion.
So
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm. You didn't Mr. Rogers? Yes, he did. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Public hearing, Pawnee Neck Expansion, Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Eichmann.
This is a public hearing on the proposal to expand the Piney Neck expansion of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. We'll have a representative from the engineering department, Mr. John Ashman, give us an introduction on this. And after he has done that and any questions of him by council members, we will open it up to participation from the public. If anyone is here who would like to be heard concerning this proposed expansion,
down.
Mr. Ashman.
Springgate.
Okay.
So we're prepared to ask for permission to prepare and post notices as was granted by County Council June 5th, 2007. Sussex County Engineering Department posted those notices per state law on July 9th, 2007, and the expansion was advertised according to law. The area is located on the Piney Neck Peninsula, primarily from Piney Neck Road south to Pepper Creek. The areas to the north of Piney Neck Road are primarily lands of Sussex County and the Piney Neck Wastewater Treatment Facility. The area encompasses approximately 850 acres. The area to the northeast of the town of Dagsboro and contiguous to the existing Dagsboro Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District. On July 31st, I came before you with a resolution for a public hearing for the expansion, and council heard comment from residents in the area and questions and concerns were made. The decision is to defer action until August 14th. That deferment caused us to exceed our 30-day window of having county government pass a formal resolution establishing the district. Therefore, we reposted the properties in the surrounding areas on August 27th of 2007, and we re-advertised on September 5th and September 12th. To date, we have not heard any additional questions or comments from the residents after responding to them with a letter of their concerns.
Now, where's the expansion?
The area in yellow.
Oh,
I thought we have four, subdivisions proposed here, one here, 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 and here. This is primarily the lands of Sussex County Treatment Plant and our spare lands. These are some additional lands that were purchased.
Any questions of Mr. Ashman?
There's no open space between the Dagsboro city limits now and this moving out. It's all contiguous.
Yeah, this is the existing sanitary sewer district property line right here in this
one. Was there some talk about somebody not being hooked up close to town?
There were some people questioning along the northern side of the road whether they were to be included or not. I met with them after the last council meeting, and we sent questions and answers, and nobody has requested to be included or excluded at this time.
On the north.
Okay. There was also some concern from the people in the strip lots right here.
They're not in either.
They are not in. We kind of gave them an explanation as to why they were not included at this time, and apparently they were happy with our decision.
All right. Doesn't make sense. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard concerning the proposed expansion?
I never looked.
Come forward, sir, and state your name and your address, and then tell us what your concern is.
The name. I live right down there in the pool houses right at the corner along the side of the development in there, on the Pepper Creek side.
Could you point out on the map where you live, sir, for council?
Pool houses right here on the first one here on the corner.
Okay.
And then there's the original people that had before, and they said if I had to be hooked up to the sewer and everything, that it was going to be all under those, under their costs and everything. And I was wondering if that's still going to be that way.
Do you want to be hooked up?
Well, I'm going to have to end up paying for it later on down the road, because I just had a new house built there with 10 years ago that I was burnt down, and I put a new sewer system and everything in. I'd hate to say all that money going to waste.
At present, it appears, Mr. Ashman, this gentleman's property is excluded, would not be served by this expansion. Is that correct?
If it's not in the yellow, correct.
Okay. If your lot is not in the yellow, is that correct?
No, it's not in the yellow. There's four lots right in the, more like in the middle of it right there.
Okay. And what you're saying, it seems to be that you would like to be served by it if you didn't have to pay costs associated with it.
That's where when the first people that had it, that's where they said if I had to be hooked into it, that they were going to hook me into it at free of cost.
And the people developing all that ground behind you,
yeah,
they were going to hook you in when they did that.
Because in the system, when it was supposed to be, they were going to put their own sewer system.
You don't have any of that in writing or anything, right?
No.
Okay. Well, chances are they probably, whoever owns it now, because they flip this stuff so fast, they're probably not including you.
So you would, you're not included in that developer's plans, right? Probably, Mike, have you heard?
I have to make sure I understand. He's right there above the Pepper Creek project, right there, for example.
Is there a little cutout of four lots?
We certainly could specify that lateral is extended to the property so that service is available, but we don't have the ability to require no payment of fees and things of that nature.
Well, I know, but can you, when the developers of, what is it called? I can't even read it. The landings of such and so, whatever it is.
It's called just Pepper Creek.
It's called Pepper Creek right now.
You can require those developers to leave a stub for that? I mean, in other words, to save some cost in the future, or is it something that's going to...
He would have a connection point, whereas if his septic system that he paid for failed, he would have the ability to connect. But we don't have the ability to require that the developer pay in that fee.
I understand that. Is the pipe going across in front of him, or where is the, is there any plant? How is that engineered there? Anybody know?
As we have discussed, there would be a pipe running in front of his property, but there's also a possibility that I have to go back and check the plans. Very likely, there's a pipe behind it so that there's an option in either direction.
And when it does go by, there'll be laterals left? How about all these people? Will they have laterals left for all those other lots?
And all these people, who are we referring to?
The strip light lots that are long, that are in front of our future disposal sites?
What we have talked to is with the developers that they would be required to install the lines directly in front of their development. So,
well, now I'm talking about the strip lots that are individually owned in front of our future disposal.
Right. So, for example, if you look at the Pepper Creek project, we have anticipated, John can use, those strip light strip lots right there would be served with a gravity line. But, for example, in front of the, that's property that was conveyed to the Sussex Land Trust. At current, there will not be a line installed across in front of that property. So those strip lots that are right there would not be served.
Would you leave?
No.
But if you have the ability to connect at a later date, that you would have to pay the same connection charges and front footage and service charges that everyone else in the district pays under the county-operated system.
But what he just said there's not going to be a line in front of the strip lot.
This gentleman's house.
Yeah. Right, but in these others, though, I don't know how they'll ever hook up or whoever's going to pay the cost of running.
They could come to us and request the district to be extended.
But that line, you'd have to run a line over there to them from wherever you stop.
Just extend it further.
But they would have to pay for that. Those individual lot owners. That's going to be awfully expensive, Michael. Don't you think?
Well, even now, I mean, somebody would have to pay for it.
When the district absorbs, if the line went down in front of that down the road?
No. We would have to set up a
sub-district. Separate sub-district for separate rates.
Much like we did Delaware.
So this whole expansion is contingent on the developers doing their projects.
And also they will build a regional pump station for the size.
Which developer? Any of them or all of them?
Would be going together. We anticipate there would be one regional pump station that would serve the two developments to the east, and then a second regional pump station down here that would serve the two developments to the west. They would pump all the way to the plant, and we would install a gravity line in front of the development, and those folks could connect. But there's going to be capacity built for everyone.
Right there.
So this is a reasonable proposition.
He might work, but he don't know if we're in later.
Initiate the process to serve the peninsula and get properly sized infrastructure in the ground. However, it's just not economically feasible to install every bit of sewer line in the peninsula.
Right here. But when the guy out at the landings wants to put sewer in,
Mr. Cole,
and everything in between, there's no sewer? No, I'm sorry.
If I could let this gentleman finish, then we could take those questions.
That was my question on the...
Okay.
If we include him in the district, then we're going to send him a notice that he has to connect within 1 year when the service is provided, so.
But nobody knows when that will be, do we? Right now, that time, that's the thing that concerns me is because we're at the mercy of all these developers, Mike. How, when?
I won't say at the mercy. I think it's a cooperative effort, a public-private partnership.
But we have no timeframe for this project, right?
I don't have a crying need to extend sewer down Piney Neck Peninsula because we don't have enough people to serve as of yet. So we will, you know, work together, and if their projects move forward in, you know, within a 12 to 24 month period, then that's when the sewer will be in the ground. If the economy is such that, you know, they can't move forward with the project, it could, yes, it could indeed.
It's open-ended, basically, is what you said. Okay, right. That's so when the ones at the end do want to develop, there's no reason they would ever get a pipe from that distance down unless they run it.
Well, yeah, that's correct. But at least by setting up this process, we have properly sized the potential for properly sized infrastructure to be put in the ground.
Just lacks a time frame.
That's correct.
Okay. Is there anything else? You may never get it, sir. You might want to say you get in because you may not want to, you may not get it for a long time.
Well, that's all right with me.
The value of your lots will be more so if you are on a sewer system or a potential, because it won't get any cheaper. So you might want to think about it, and if you want to get included, now's the time.
You may want to contact the engineering department to make sure they have your tax parcel number.
But that's a public hearing that we're doing today. If we adopt it without him, he's out.
Do you want to be in or out?
Your call. If you are in, at some point, you will have to pay the costs associated with being in the district.
But nobody knows when that point is. It's not going to be in the short term.
That was a private developer who made that statement to you. The county spreads the cost among all the users.
But keep in mind, it could be a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. We don't know.
It worth the mercy of the market. Maybe Mr. Ashman could briefly explain.
Please understand that.
John, could you just tell him what the cost would be? Do we know that yet?
It's not
that. We have
planning for sewer. Sure.
Well, the way it's done, we establish the boundaries first.
They don't understand.
And then, at a later stage, the costs are determined. But if you're included within the boundaries, you would become part of the district.
There is a connection fee that the county would charge if and when you were ready to hook up. It's like an impact type fee, and I don't have that amount in front of me for Dagsburg Frankfurt, but.
But it would be cheaper than if he had to get a new septic system. If his septic system failed, it would be cheaper to extend the district.
And the new regulations are always changing.
Correct.
It's to your advantage to get in now.
Inspection
cheaper
fees.
Cheaper now than everybody. I'll tell you in a minute.
Is your system to sit down with the after this public hearing?
Well, no, it's too late then, Mike.
No, we can defer.
No, it's too late.
We can defer this.
We're not going to defer just for every, okay, anyway.
Are we on a time schedule where this has to be done today?
We have 1 week available.
1 week.
One week.
You got a week.
This week or next week.
So what they're saying is that at the latest, action has to be taken on this by next Tuesday.
Talk to someone back, because I don't know much about what I'm doing there.
I understand it, but they'll give you different slants on it. It's all I can tell you is if you do it now, sometime in the future, sewer will be available to you, then it'll be a year you have to hook up. It will cost you some money. But as we go into the future, DNRAC, everybody's making it more difficult, and everybody moving here, if you want to sell your land, people want central sewer nowadays. That makes your land more valuable, acceptable to the people that are moving in here from other areas. So I just think it would be more advantageous for you to go in. If you don't, it'll be more expensive later on if you something happy you want to sell your land and you had to attach in. And you have multiple lots, sir?
No, I just have one.
One of the four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe what we could do is consider passing this for a week, and then that way we could move on through the public hearing.
Why don't you go on and see if there's anybody else wants to speak?
There are other people.
All right, let's
let them speak. Anyone else here who would like to be heard on this, Mr. Kramer?
The existing connection fee in Dagsburg Frankfurt right now is $5,635, but it will go up.
And then how much is the annual fee?
The assessment? Oops.
Like a quarter of the fee after that?
$1.52 a front foot.
So there's a minimum.
$1.52 a front foot.
Once you pay that, it's cheap after, it's not that big, it's a couple hundred dollars, $300-$400 a year.
$1.52 per front foot.
How many front, what's your frontage?
$50.
No.
Yeah, minimum of 100.
The average bill is about $400.
$400 a year.
Yeah.
Once you got the sewer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the extra fee's a one-time fee.
It could be years.
But that number is not necessarily applicable to his property. We don't know what the cost is of building the any other facilities.
Uh-huh. Okay. No, wait. If he gets it, if he gets approved,
that's just going to
include all his
property.
We think
he would be in those numbers.
I think so.
Right. If he opts out today, he won't be in those numbers. Right.
Mike, can you come back later, 5 years from now, to ask to get in then?
Yes,
he does. It's not like he's got that. Then he can ask for it later.
It'll cost you more, sir. You listen to him. Go ahead.
You'd be the only person that listens to him.
It might not even be there.
I think we should be telling somebody what they should do.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just thinking.
We have another speaker who would like to be recognized.
Oh, my God.
Then if you come forward and state your name.
Yeah, probably.
You got till next Tuesday or Monday to think about it. You can talk to Mike Izzo.
We want you to know county government is, you have held up county government, sir, for 1 week. Not many people can do that.
Go ahead. Come on.
Your name and address.
Okay. I'm Jan Thompson. I live on Buck Hill Lane.
Where would that be?
That is a lane that is 50-foot right-of-way that comes down here to these three parcels. These three parcels, and I'm speaking for my two neighbors, are about 7 acres. We abut the land trust on this side. We have a right-of-way, a 50-foot right-of-way across this potential development, Paradise Properties, Toll Brothers. I was here at the last hearing and asked some questions. The gentleman from the county very kindly called me back that afternoon. My question was the annual bill was based on front footage, and would that be on 50 feet? Because we each have 50 feet of front footage on the road. He called me back and said, yes, this would be true. My concern is that when we're talking about the development, and we are included, we have no say.
Can you come to the microphone?
Yeah.
Can you come on? That's right.
We are included. We must hook in. And in the first hearing, my impression was, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that we would be hooked in to the development. What I want to know is, were we going to have to pay to hook an additional $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 to go out that entire right-of-way to the road? Are we going to be hooked in through the development? Is that up to the development? And I don't know that they feel that kindly toward us right now.
Good question.
So, you know, and I know you can't guarantee this, but it is a concern, is we are mandated to hook in. But we're back off the road by maybe a half mile.
How's that work?
I looked at this situation, and I'm the one who called you. For the 50 feet if you connect.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think we had an option.
We are providing a connection point, but because they are so remote, we would not require them to connect. But if their system failed, there is an opportunity for them to connect.
The connection's going to be out
some distance.
Through the Toll Brothers subdivision.
It is
Toll Brothers, Paradise Properties.
There will be a connection point provided if their system fails that they can pump up to that connection.
But we are included in the yellow, which is mandatory.
But because of the distance, we would not physically require you to connect because you are so remote. If you so choose to be excluded, that might not be a...
No, we're not. We just want to know what's happening.
You have a connection point because of your remoteness. You know, you are some distance from that connection point. We would not require you to connect within the...
How far would they be from the connection point?
My memory is 500 feet plus.
Well, the subdivision surrounds them, comes right up to
them. That's right, up to
them. Right up to them, Mike. So, I mean, couldn't it be planned that there's a little connection right there closer to them than 500 feet?
The topography is such that it doesn't work that way.
But this would also be contingent on when the developer proposes his development moves forward. So you may not see it again, ma'am, until the marketplace...
I realize that.
Okay, and I think she's okay with that.
Right.
I think we
stay in.
My conversation with you several month and a half ago is that we have arranged things. I realize.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Dane Kramer.
Kramer's moving to Dagsboro.
But I hope not.
It don't matter. My name is Dane Kramer, 8041 Scott Story Road. It don't matter where I live because I can still be opposed to these stupid people that want sewer. Mm-hmm. How dumb they can get is beyond me. You want to pay to go to the bathroom? Because there's a couple of them right up here that didn't let the things get out of the weather. But that's beside the point. The point of the matter is, I want to know how much damage this Sussex County environmental, it does the environmental so good. All these lines that are leaking and all this damage being done, and I'll give you a good example. Up north, they just had a huge spill done damage beyond the wazoo.
Is that in Sussex County?
No, up north.
Oh.
And guess what? How many tanks, I think it boils down to about 10,000 septic tanks worth of damage was spilled up there in just a day or two. Hmm. Have you ever seen a septic tank spill that kind of stuff in Sussex County or anywhere else all at one time in a given little area? Hmm. No, but all these lines out here, and it's a proven fact that even new ones can leak. Because I guess these guys down here, they would never leak.
We're leak-proof.
No, we're leak-proof, right? Well, I got news for you. They're leaking, no.
If you're knowledgeable, please let us know.
Is there anyone else here who would like to be heard on this particular expansion?
She brought around a look check.
Yes, sir.
The pipe inspector.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Cho. I'm with Ocean Atlantic Associates and representing HKS LLC. I testified previously of our support for this project, and we are supportive of it. I will tell you, though, as we have been coordinating four developments in the county, from an engineering standpoint, we have, over the last several weeks in particular, been dealing with some technical and financial issues and putting this all together, we just have some questions at this point. We continue to be supportive of this, and we think we are close to working it out. Mike and his staff have been great to work with, very cooperative, but we're at a point as of this morning where we in good conscience really would ask for a deferral of this until we can work out these details, particularly financial, so we know what we're getting into and we can alert our partnership and our creditors as to what these costs really are. And as of this morning, there's a lot of variables out there. We're still not really sure of what our costs are going to be. So, again, we want to thank Mike and John. You know, they've been great to work with. We're working through this with them, but we just need a little bit more time.
Which parcel are we talking about?
And so we actually have two. We have what's called maybe the landing still, but it's the marina at Pepper's Creek,
right.
Which is at the upper end. Then we have at the bottom, we have the moorings. So
if you all backed out, that'd be a major hit to this proposed district, and then you would put some on-site systems within this proximity. I thought we were all out here trying to work on the environment and fix it up.
And we are trying to do that. We believe in this project.
But it's gotten down to money because things have slowed up and you guys are running out of money?
I think it's a question of four different projects on four different time schedules.
Too much on your plate.
Well, I think it's a matter of how everything, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that there are four different projects all in different timeframes, and as you work out the engineering details of this, there are some assumptions that we had a month ago that may not necessarily hold true today. So what we're asking for...
What I don't like is this timeframe, because it's hit and miss, and nobody knows how it's going to all come together. So that, to me, is not very good planning. It maybe saves some money somewhere, but...
I think what we
long term it makes it too scattered.
But what we'd like to do is, and I think we're on the same page here in that, is that when we get into this, everyone knows the timing and the cost associated with that. We want to do our part, but we also want to make sure that it's financially feasible for us and for everyone around us. That
can you figure that out in a week?
We hope in a week. We may need more, quite frankly.
If we
defer beyond a week, we have to start the process.
Understood. Yeah, question, Mike. Yeah. Is it possible to just run a trunk line down there and have these guys all pony up some money now to pay for that? Yeah. And then it all kind of tags into it?
In effect, that's kind of what we've been talking about. I mean,
but why don't we put that trunk line all the way out to where they got one at one end and they got one at the other end? We went all the way out to the end and figure out what it would cost just to put that line in. And then as these guys wanted to tag in, then we get some money at them, and maybe it might cost them more or whatever. But
the difference is that...
But then he could hook up, they could proceed, though, on their development things and then start dumping it into a line that would take it to disposal. I mean, why don't we do that and have them pony up money now for that?
Well, I think we would have to come up with the upfront financing for that trunk line. We would pay for the capital cost of installing it.
All right. That's one way. Or we sit down and say, all these guys that you're working with now, say, here's what we need out of you now. Your contribution is now. We put the trunk line in.
I think that's
kind of what we were working towards.
No. I didn't hear a trunk line all the way going out. Then he could proceed on the end. I think it's too many other. You're waiting for too many other people to pony up or something.
Each developer needs something different. We only need force main, where others need gravity and force main. And it's trying to make that work from a timing standpoint and figuring out this market. You know, you don't want to install it for 5 units. So that's a challenge.
Put in the demonstration versus just run the trunk line down. That's
the infrastructure.
Everybody was going at one time, and now things have changed.
But I like to tell you, the infrastructure in the marketplace with your sales and all this stuff, we ought to separate the two. We've got to look at, if you're all buying this land to develop, then we need the infrastructure. The infrastructure should be in first. So what we're trying to do is wait for the conditions to get perfect so that you guys can have all the money to do all these things. It's not going to be perfect. So where we've got to do is change. And I think the way we approach this stuff is just dead wrong. We got to put the infrastructure in now. Then if you take you 20 years to develop, I don't care. That's your pocketbook. That's the way it ought to be.
We're doing the capital outlay, and we're trying to save money.
We're just playing games with this process.
We're trying to save money for the consumer. Then it's a happy medium.
It's all vacant land. There's only about 10 consumers out there that would be hooked up to this.
Okay.
We're talking about all these guys that bought the farmland to develop. Now we're waiting at their mercy to do it all. So I don't know.
And you're absolutely right.
Now he doesn't want to do it because of the server. You know, it might be able to do it.
Again, I would request from the council, we are getting ready to start our models. We're anxious to see this happen. We just want to make sure we have all the I's dotted.
Mr. Chair, is it possible that by next week you would have a better answer?
We would hope so. Yes, we will make every effort to do so.
We'll do that.
Thank you.
Anyone else out there who would like to be heard?
Good morning. My name is Howard Fortunato. I'm with the GST Group, and we have Pepper Creek, which is right where you're pointing there.
Okay.
And I want to echo the same generalities that Mr. Tura just raised. And, you know, we do want to work. We've been working with the county, and, we do need to just take a look at the cost. We'd like to, you know, they just recently come together, and we just need a little more time to review them, and I know our guys, and I see our guys, our principals need to look at them, and they're not in believable.
You guys push us into all this to get it done for you, and now, because the market's changed a little bit, now we got to back up and accommodate you some more. It's unbelievable how we are playing this, Michael. I don't get it, and the rest of you guys. This is nuts. But go ahead, that's fine. I understand your
position. You know in a week, sir.
No, he won't. I can't guarantee that and make a very...
Well, looks like this is going to be passed to next week, so I guess, you know,
do our best.
You can come back and tell us your thoughts.
Okay.
But right now, you're, as proposed, you would be in your development.
Mike, has there been any written agreements with the developers to outline their contribution?
Yes, obviously not. No, there's nothing. Here's the thing. We were trying to be proactive to serve the developments and keep the plethora of treatment plans out there on the points. A year ago, those were the comments we heard from the residents, that they didn't want two or three treatment plans.
And we don't either, do we?
So we came up with a process where it could be all be done, but from this point last year to getting to now, the economy did change, where we had four projects ready to jump into this thing and build the infrastructure. Well, now all of a sudden, you know, the cost of building that infrastructure becomes a question, so we're just trying to figure out a way to keep the process moving forward and kind of make the project real.
The bottom line is, if we were to pass this, and these developers weren't prepared to move forward, there may not be contributions available to minimize the cost.
True, but it would be a no harm, no foul, because
they don't proceed, they don't spend any money.
The district would be there, and until somebody came knocking on our door and asking us, you know, at that point we'd have to set up that capital project. When people came knocking on the door, septic system started failing, somebody needed service, then we would still have the ability to build that trunk line that Mr. Cole referred to.
We would pay for it ourselves and sub and do it like a sewer district.
There was no need for sewer on all Piney Neck until these parcels were all bought up. And now they've all come to town, and that, like I said, they want us to accommodate them. That was a couple months ago. Now things have changed. Now they want us to accommodate again by just backing off from the project.
Well, so it sounds like to me they're giving us constructive notice that they may not be coming with a check.
Maybe the numbers don't work for them.
Well, that's fine, but we've created this because what we don't want, Vance, is we don't want each of these subdivisions to have their own little package treatment plants. That is more environmentally
because
risky than what we're doing.
We're not ready to proceed. We're not going to do anything anymore.
That's right. There's no timetable. So, what is the problem if there's no timetable?
So what's the downside then of having them included if they can decide when they want to?
That's what I'm asking for tonight. Yeah, what's your downside if you're included?
It eliminates the possibility of
you flip it to somebody else, you're in the sewer district. That'll be good.
Making it then by on-site septics.
Right.
Which could be a cheaper alternative.
Mm-hmm.
All
right, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Ma'am, did you want to speak?
Okay.
Anyone else? Let the record show that no one else.
Oh, is there anything you can do for?
Okay.
We'll leave it open.
Mr. Mr. Chu has already been heard. Are you going to let him?
Let him come. Come on, Mark.
Thought of something else. This is highly unusual, but we'll.
Thank you for your indulgence. I just wanted to be clear that, again, it's our intent to move forward on our project. The challenge in this is actually we do have a CPCN with Artesian, and as the councilman stated, it made no sense to have Artesian, the county, and even Tidewater involved. And over the last several months, it's been a question of who or how many utilities would be along Piney Neck Road. We felt it important in proper planning to work with the county on this, so we have in fact kind of delayed our schedule and our construction. We had started site work some time ago, so I just want to be clear that we've actually delayed our project in an attempt and to work with the county and Mike and his crew to make this all happen. What we're finding is the challenge of the infrastructure costs up front as the first guys in to finance what could be $1 million of infrastructure right up front, and how to do that in a sequence that makes sense. So that's essentially why we're asking for the week deferral to begin to work those things out so we know what we're getting into and the county does.
Thank you. I recommend that you leave the record open on this and have it back on the agenda next week. Is that acceptable?
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, Mr. Jones, to leave the record open and defer on it till next week. Gail, you make sure this is put on the agenda next week.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you. Mr. Izzo?
All right, I have two rather more straightforward items on the agenda this morning. The first is in reference to a contract amendment with our consultant Stearns and Rillo. Stearns and Rillo provides consulting services for the construction oversight of the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility. We have a contract with CO Falter. That contract expired on January 18th of this year. However, CO Falter is not complete the construction. We are now estimating that it will not be complete until October 15th, which is 288 days beyond their contract time. We do have a penalty clause, and they are being charged $1,000 a day for being over schedule.
Right.
So in effect, we would collect $288,000. However, because they are still constructing, their consultant is still out there inspecting their work, and we obviously have to extend our contract with them. And if it does indeed run the entire gauntlet to October 15th, it would be just an estimated cost of $270,866, which again, that's why you put the penalties in to cover these types of costs. If there are any questions, I have a motion to read.
Please read.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department, that Amendment Number 9 to the agreement with Stearns and Rillo LLC be approved to provide additional construction phase engineering services to accommodate the construction schedule overrun by the CO Falter Construction Company for the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities Treatment Upgrade Number 2 at a cost not to exceed $270,866.
That is covered by a retainage.
We have, yes, we have approximately $600,000 that we are holding in retainage right now.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips. The motion is heard. Mr. Izzo, any questions? Mr. Phillips?
Based on recommendation, engineering, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
My second item is a balancing change order with our contractor, Underground Utilities Corporation. This is for the Whites Creek Manor contract for the Millville Sanitary Sewer District, and it is a credit change order in the amount of $47,628. And again, I have a motion I can read.
That's a good thing.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Whitman Rockwell and Associates, that the balancing change order for Sussex County Project 05-06 Whites Creek Manor and County Road 350 be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $47,628.66 for a new contract total of $3,194,976.34.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second to Mr. Phillips. Again, the motion read by Mr. Izzo regarding a credit to contract 5-06, Mr. Phillips.
Based on the recommendation, engineering, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thanks, Mike.
Mr. Stewart.
Hey, this agenda item is about change order number 5 for the scruff treatment upgrade number 2 contract with Falter Construction. And this change order has been recommended by the County Engineering Department as well as by Stearns and Wheeler, our consultant. This change order work is to replace two walkway support beams, each 40 feet long, located at the existing chlorine contact tank number 1 of the plant in Ocean View. And the existing steel beams have been seriously corroded since this tank was constructed about 30 years ago, and it is a chlorine tank. We used to use chlorine gas for disinfection in a very hostile environment. The work involved is to remove the two existing steel beams and guardrail post support angles and replace them with a new aluminum support beams and stainless steel support angles. Existing fiberglass reinforced plastic grating will remain in place because that's in good shape.
Oh, he's going to stay for public.
Cost of this work, which was not contemplated in the original contract, is $12,144. Based on the original contract amount, previous change orders 1 through 4, and the total amount of $56,403.67. This change order number 5 will increase the contract total to $15,269,648.67.
Any questions?
No, absolutely not.
In motion?
Yep.
Okay, bid move based upon the recommendation of the county's consulting engineer, Stearns and Weir LLC, and the Sussex County Engineering Department. The change order number 5 to Sussex County contract number 02-12-B, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities Treatment Upgrade Number 2 with CO Falter Construction Corporation be approved in the amount of $12,144, which increases the contract total amount, including previously approved change orders numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4, from $15,257,504.67 to $15,269,648.67, contingent upon approvals of U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, and Financial Assistance Branch, Delaware Department of Natural Resources, and Environmental Control.
Motion?
So moved.
Second motion, Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Phillips to approve the motion. We have Mr. Stewart, change order for South Coastal Treatment, change order number 5. Mr. Phillips?
Based on recommendation engineering, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Mr. Jones?
Bob, you come up with credit too, right?
No.
Who
on,
sir?
God, I knew you were. You know.
The first one is change order number 13 for the Emergency Operations Center under construction by Rich Watt Johnson. Basically, this is a change order that adjusts the contingent items in the contract. It was a bid down to the actual amount used. It ends up with a credit of $20,953.28. We had 3 contingent items, undercut and bar backfill. We had 150 cubic yards of each in there. We only used 38.52. We had a maintenance and traffic item that was bid by the month. We only used 2 months out of 13. So it results in the savings of $20,953.28. Any questions?
Yep, you got a motion?
Yes, sir. It moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department. Its consultants are Robert Kimball and Associates. The change order 13 for Sussex County Project 0402, Emergency Operations Center building be approved, which decreases contract amount by $20,953.28, for a new total of $7,212,214.02.
And motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by.
We're going to probably get done to show you how to do that. We're going to have to.
Second, Mr. Jones, to approve the credit of $20,953.28 for the EOC change order number 13. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
I know that.
The second one is change order number 2 for the scrub personnel upgrade facilities under construction by conventional. This change order consists of 9 potential change orders and results in a credit of $759.95 to the contract. First one was there's 12 new fire extinguishers and relocation.
Okay, if you just read the motion, we won't worry about the credit. We won't worry about the detail.
Thank you.
Work for it. You've done a good job. You got us a credit.
Thank you.
Kevin Duke's getting more hungry. Right now, we're on break.
We got an afternoon session.
That's good.
Be a move based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department's consultant Stearns and Miller's that change order number 2 for Sussex County Project 0507 scruff upgrade number 2 personnel facilities be approved, which decreases contract amount by $759.97 for a new total of $3,688,152.74.
Good.
Have motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Phillips to approve a credit of $759.97. South Coastal change order number 2 credit. Mr. Cole?
Mr. Phillips?
Ethan Recommendation Engineering, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
I vote yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Mr. Rice, good afternoon.
Every day won't be real easy, though, I can tell you that.
Thank you.
That's time to bring a change order, sir.
Back to Kevin, grant more sewer.
Thank you, Beth.
Is your motion?
New Captain Grant.
Another one where we left out, now the grand and back and forth.
God, great.
Okay, had him in the beginning. Can you give us just a synopsis of this without a lot of detail?
Oops, synopsis, I'm here to request permission to prepare and post notices for the Captain's Grant expansion of Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. We were directed by you at the first expansion to include them. We got a notice from the homeowners association that wished not to be included. At the public hearing, there was a letter read from Mike Izzo from the Captain's Grant Homeowners Association in stating that. There was no support shown at the public hearing. When the Sussex County Engineering Department came back to council for the public hearing, we stated that we recommended the removal of Captain's Grant based on negative responses at the public hearing. Since that time, we have received several letters, and some of those are included in your package.
Do you have a motion?
Yes, I do.
As long as they want to be in, we'll be.
Thank you, blessing too, John.
Be approved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District boundary to the subdivision known as Captain's Grant as presented on September 18, 2007.
Make that motion to include Captain's Grant. Have motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by.
Second.
Mr. Phillips. Motion is read, Mr. Ashman, to include Captain's Grant, or permission post notices, excuse me. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you. Susie Webb.
Start including these guys, it's going to hard you to get out.
Okay, the first grant is only here. Overalls, Maritime Museum Foundation.
Whose is that one?
That's me. What they asked for?
It's a new, it would be a new one.
$15,000.
Who asked?
It's open-ended. I think they want to, they're working on preserving their lighthouse.
$15,000.
Lightship, it's open.
I bet you would.
They're going to order it.
I mean, what it costs to do this is a big huge.
$2,500.
Any reinvestment?
How much? I'm sorry.
$500. Any reinvestment?
Yeah. Second.
I have motion, Mr. Rogers, second, Mr. Cole, to give $2,500 to the.
I got that in my number.
Overalls Maritime Museum Foundation for repairs to the.
Bad boy.
What are you repairing?
Lighthouse.
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 $2,500. Any reinvestment? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Indian River High School.
$250 for my youth activity account.
Second.
We can't do youth activity with a school. Councilmatic.
Councilmatic.
Second.
I have motion with Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to give $250 from his councilmatic to the Indian River School for an Orange Bowl trip.
Exactly.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
National Youth Leadership Forum for Rachel.
That's $250 for my youth activity.
Second.
No, that's not to a school, is it? Okay, you're 750 from my councilmatic.
I have motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to give $250 from his councilmatic to the National Youth Leadership Forum for Rachel Lenz. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Mr. Rogers,
and start
catnippers again.
Community reinvestment.
Thank you.
Come on.
Is that the cats that all those Dalmatian shoes?
Yes.
There must not be no cats in Lewis as much money as you do.
That's all it is. There ain't no male cats anyhow.
Can't be any rats either.
Just harassing with the male cat. That's motion 2,000 for community reinvestment.
2,000?
I was at it last year.
Thank
you. How much?
2,000.
2K.
But he's not going to let that poor boat sink in the canal.
My dad's go down. Another cat.
Let me get this straight. The cats and the boat get about the same amount of money.
They're blowing the Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
I have motion, Mr. Rogers, if I can get 2,000 from.
How many cats did you have?
I did last year, right?
Is your cost
committed
reinvestment? How many cats he has, I think.
It's committed reinvestment, second, Mr. Phillips.
How many cats you got? How many cats he's got? How many cats he's got?
Two.
Two? Okay, it's a conflict. You better not do it.
Mr. Rogers. Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
He's trying to get
one cat. Mr. Meyer. Mr. Meyer.
He's out watching his poodle.
He's hopping his turtle.
Watching his turtle.
He's getting his cats ready to be neutered.
Mr. Griffin.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land at an AR1 agricultural residential district for a boat repair shop in Indian River 100 containing 1.2 acres. The application of advanced fiberglass technologies.
How old is it?
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land at an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land in Lewis Rehoboth 100 containing 41,244 square feet, Thomas Kucharik.
Where?
Lewis Rehoboth 100. Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the AR1 agricultural residential district for 53.32-acre borrow pit expansion in Dagsbury 100 on 94.89-acre Stokely Materials, LLC. Ordinance to grant the conditional use of land in AR1 agricultural residential district for mini storage units and boat and RV storage to be located in certain parcels in Cedar Creek 100 containing 8.5 acres. Harry Murphy. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map from GR General Residential to CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land, Lewis Rehoboth 100, containing 5,000 square feet, Richard Poppleton.
I introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from GR1 Residential District to a GRRPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community for lands in Baltimore 100 containing 16.02 acres, Bill Warrington. That's all.
Additional business? I'll entertain a motion to recess till 1:30. We'll do an executive session sometime after this afternoon.
Tom, you get to go back.
Motion to recess. Motion second to recess. All in favor, signify. Aye. So carry.
Mike.
Meeting.
Mr. Fire.
Parking.
He was dancing.